So, B'nai Yisrael, after they were ready to travel, Moshe made the Hatzotzros that were his, and only he was to blow them. We had a weird occurrence that the B'nai Yisrael starts to complain. It says, "V'hiom kimsonim rabba z'nei Adonai." So the B'nai Yisrael were complaining. Kodesh Baruch Hu got angry with them, and it says, so Moshe Rabbeinu prayed on behalf of the people, and the fire went away, and they called the place of Yikra Hashem Makom Ahu Tav'era Givor Bamesh Adonai, because there the Kodesh Baruch Hu consumed the Jewish people. And right away they complain about the man. Right away. And they say, we remember in Egypt how we had the cucumbers, the leeks, all these things, the onions, things that are actually not even good for a pregnant woman. Many of these things according to the Rishonim. And they say, V'atan avsheni v'she'enako bilti alamon einenu. They're complaining about the mon. What were they really complaining about the mon? Not the taste, because it tasted like anything you wanted it to taste like. They're complaining about the fact that the mon showed them who they were. In other words, if they, for example, they have an argument, this slave is mine, no, this slave is mine. So they only had to do is wait till the morning, right? Didn't need any adjudication. If there were four people in one house and five in the other, or four and four, and then the slave was the fifth, come the morning, wherever the mon came, if it was by your home, you know the slave belonged to you. If it was by the other home, you knew the slave belonged to him. Put judges out of business, right? But the fact of the matter is that they didn't like that. And also, the man said if you were tzaddik or you weren't a tzaddik. And if you were tzaddik, the man fell right by your front door. If you were not such a tzaddik, it fell further. If you really arrived, then you had to go out to the field, into the middle of the... So nobody liked that. Nobody likes to be humiliated. That's what they hated about the mon, because it's something about we don't want to confront who we really are. And this is what the fault they found with the mon. They didn't want to be told by an impartial, the most impartial, Rabbeinu Shalom, who they were. And you know, you see this today, of opposition to police men and women, opposition to soldiers, opposition to judges. Yeah, people don't want to be told who they are, what they are. They want to go, you know, Shamalai Nafshi, whatever it is, I'm good, I'm fine, I'm going to go on my own path. But in the desert, the Jewish people had reached such a level that instantly, if they were going off the derech, right away Kodesh Baruch Hu reminded them of that. And I wonder how today's society would be different if today we had the mon. And if people were able, we relied every day on a Kodesh Baruch Hu, which was the final thing they didn't like about the mon. People wanted excess. People wanted more. And every morning they had to go pick up the mon. They didn't go in the morning, they were hungry, right? They had no... So this was another problem they had with the mon, that we think that, you know, Koch v'yatsim yari, yasol yischal zeh, not that they have to rely on Hashem, but the fact of the matter is, the mon reminded us every moment that we have to rely on Hashem for our parnasa, for the parnasa of our family, and furthermore, we have to rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu for showing us who we really are and what we can really become. And this is something that we should be appreciative of the mon, and take the lessons of the mon, some of the ones that I mentioned now, to heart, so that we can come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.